Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Well, the Warriors tonight take on Denver, and Denver is a club that has some very interesting pieces. They were without Paul Millsap. He's hurt, but of course the Warrior injury story much more severe than that. Wilson Chandler, the veteran in his 10th year out of DePaul, starts at the small forward spot. In years gone by, the NBA had numerous players from DePaul, not so much anymore. Chandler averaging a total of 9.8 points tonight, shooting 42%, but he's coming off a 21.11 rebound effort last night in Portland. 6'8", 225 pounds. He is 30 years of age. Mason Plumlee will start alongside, acquired last year in the deal with Portland for Yusuf Nurkic, and the 6'11 Plumlee, part of the Plumlee brothers, averaging just shy of 7 points, 57% from the field, only 39% from the free throw line, though. Nikola Jokic, the very talented young Serbian, 6'10", 250, in his third year, he is averaging 16 points, 10 rebounds, 4.5 assists, shooting 51% from the field, 39 outside the arc, and 86 at the stripe. Two other talented young players, the Canadian from Kitchener, Jamal Murray, played his college ball in Kentucky, still only 20 years of age in his second year, averaging 15 points a night, and he is a dead-eye shooter. Gary Harris out of Michigan State, like a lot of former Spartans, kind of finding his way in the league as a good pro, 16 points a night, 48% from the field, 38 from the stripe, 78 from the line, and he averages 3 assists as well. He was out 17 games, or he's been back 17 games since he returned from an early season shoulder injury on November the 17th. Warriors star Kevin Durant, along with Draymond Green, Jordan Bell, Klay Thompson, Patrick McCaw. They're wearing the charcoal gray Town Slate jerseys. Have the Oakland tree, the town across the front, white letters, white numerals on the backside. Denver wearing home whites on the road with blue numbers outlined in gold on the back, blue letters and gold letters saying Nuggets across the front. Opening tip controlled by Golden State, and they're going right to left on your radio dial here tonight. Patrick McCaw with the ball, finds a cutter. Kevin Durant down the lane, over to Draymond Green, right side of the key, left wing McCaw, behind the back dribble, gets to the paint, bounce pass to the other side to Bell, shows the ball up to Draymond, 5 to shoot, fires away and buries a 3 to open the scoring tonight. Murray gliding down the far side, passes to Harris, holds the ball on his right hip, just in front of the hash mark. Harris looks and floats it down. Jokic has it, turns and faces, guarded by Draymond, shoots over the top of him and scores. Just slid that one through easily, effortlessly. 45 seconds in, Bell with the ball to Durant. finds McCaw. McCaw on the bounce to Draymond. Guarded by Plumlee. Plumlee takes a swipe at the ball. Draymond with a left foot pivot. Gets a screen from Klay Thompson. Looks for an advantage. Doesn't get it. Now Klay fires to the wing, but Plumlee a good closeout for a big man. Pump fake by Klay. Step back off the dribble fake, and it's a three. It's up and no good. And Chandler with a rebound behind the back. Got it over to Murray. Back to Chandler. They play catch. Jokic comes up top. He'll take a three. That's on the way. It's no good. And rebounded by Draymond, who's fouled by Murray, who ran into him inadvertently and then helps Draymond up. Didn't mean to do it. So the Warriors will throw it in the backcourt. A little bit of a late-arriving crowd. The 5:30 start always throws some people off. And, of course, it's a holiday time as well. Lots to do. Kevin Durant with the ball, finds Klay Thompson, straightens up, jumper on the way, rattled and popped out. Plumlee one-hands the rebound. He'll dribble it up. He's a good ball handler for a big man and a pretty good passer. Floats it downstairs to Jokic, who turns. The shot's up over Bell. No good. Deflected away. McCaw's got it. On the right sideline to Durant. With the dribble, left-hand dribble, puts his backside into Murray, draws a double team, shoots over that. It's short. And Chandler with the board for Denver. Denver, 10-13 to go. First quarter of play. It's a 3-2 game. Warriors on top. Plumlee dribbles and hands off to Harris. Harris comes to the right. Retreats with a right-hand dribble. Still waiting. Gets a pick set. Sets his feet. Lets it fly. The three ball no good. And Plumlee got hurt. And he is behind the play. Here comes Draymond Green. 5-on-4. Feeds McCaw. McCaw downstairs to Bell. Warriors lost their advantage. And Bell traveled. A Golden State had a 5-on-4 and did not get it done. And Plumlee's going to sit down. He hurt something because he walked right over to the bench. And his left hand, I think he dislocated a finger because the way their athletic trainer and Denver's got to call a timeout to get this addressed, and they will. 3-2 the score. Warriors on top. 9:47 to go in the first. We'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Tony Brothers, Juan Garrison, JT Orr, those are your three officials tonight. It's a 3-2 start, 9:47. Denver had to call a timeout. It appeared that Mason Plumlee dislocated a finger, but he is heading back onto the floor. And of course, Andre Iguodala, Draymond Green returned last night. Steve Kerr thought that was very important.
It's great to have Draymond back after his absence. I mean, he brings an energy to the game that otherwise was lacking. Both he and Andre, you know, coming off injury and illness, we needed both of them.
Plumlee has two fingers taped together on his left hand, so hopefully he is okay. Makes a catch from Chandler. He's outside the arc. Takes a dribble in. Throws to Murray. Top of the key, Jay on the way. And it's good. Denver on top 4-3. You have to be able to keep in touch with Murray. He is a dangerous shooter. Now he's lurking behind McCaw. McCaw has to wait for Klay Thompson to bring the ball up. Passes it back to Klay, to Bell, to Green. Green. Chest pass to Durant. Durant down the middle. Lost the ball. Turnover Warriors. Murray. Has numbers now. 4-on-2. Left side, Chandler all the way. Goes up. Rejected by Draymond. Tapped away, but Plumlee to it first. There's a loose ball foul. It's on Wilson, Chandler, and Draymond Green. What can you say? He just disrupted the fast break and took the advantage away from the Nuggets. His timing on his blocks is exquisite. McCaw across the town. Logo. Great job of the people at Oracle. They had to change floors from last night to tonight. From the Retro Warrior logo to the town logo. Klay Thompson gets a shot. It's up off the rim. No good. And rebound to Murray. Murray comes to the far wing. Hand off to Harris. Back to Murray, but deflected out of bounds by Klay Thompson. He anticipated the pass and knocked it away. Warriors had six scoreless possessions, four of which have resulted in missed shots. It's 4-3 Denver. Chandler to Murray. Murray, high post, got it to Jokic. Jokic turns and faces, had a three look, decided to go elsewhere. Picked up the dribble. Looking and finding Chandler on the left wing. Fakes and comes right. Top of the key. Draws two. Now they both go away, so Chandler launches and hits a three. Draymond and KD got confused on it. Seven straight down for the Nuggets to lead by four. Jordan Bell, the rookie from Oregon, starts with a pass to Draymond. Bell catches top of the key, floats it outside to Durant. waits and the screen is set. Now Bell releases, catches, rotates to Draymond. Right corner three for Draymond. That doesn't fall. And Murray with a rebound. Draymond with the only make so far for Golden State. Harris turning right corner. Shovel to Plumlee. Baseline. Nowhere to go. Threw it away. Thompson anticipated and stole the pass. Feeds McCaw middle of the floor. Left wing Durant. He'll fire away. Off the front rim it goes. And Murray got a body on Thompson and kept him off the glass. Murray goes to the corner. There's Chandler. Chandler lets it go. That's up and no good. And all of a sudden the game being played at a Warrior-like pace. Draymond Green keeps Thompson on the right wing. Clay will work and cut to the left side. Ball goes to Durant at the elbow. Jumper in traffic. Short rebound loose. And it's Chandler up with it for the white-clad Nuggets. 7-3 Denver. 7:30 left in the first. Inside, Jokic sealed off Draymond and over-the-top feed from Murray. And Jokic able to score low left. It's 9-3 Denver. And Steve Kerr wants to talk it over. The Warriors will call time. They've managed only 3 points in the first 4 minutes and 44 seconds. We'll take the break. Denver 9, Golden State 3. On the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Kaiser Permanente scoreboard, end of three in Charlotte. Milwaukee 85 and Charlotte 81 in the fourth. Indiana 92 and Brooklyn 84. It's a 12-3 run for the now 13-3 run for the Pacers to start the fourth. Klay Thompson with the ball after the timeout for the Warriors. Bell has it mid-post left side, guarded by Jokic. Just turns and shoots over him and knocked it down. His confidence growing possession by possession. 7 minutes to go, just inside of it now. Nuggets with the ball. Outside, Jokic throws downstairs to Plumlee. Plumlee guarded by Durant. Wants to go. Right-hand dribble. Comes middle. Stops. Now nowhere to go. Behind the back. Threw it right to Draymond. Turnover. Here comes Draymond. Lob. Bell. Dunk with a right hand. That duck can fly. And it's 9-7. Warriors are down by two. That was nasty. Plumlee flipped it to Harris. Harris down the lane, his pass deflected, knocked away, and Bell picked it up. Bell on the break, lost the ball, picked it up, finds Thompson left wing, to the corner, McCaw. He'll drive baseline, goes up over Jokic, and scores a right-hand layup. He surprised the Nuggets, and a quick six for Golden State has tied the game up. We are 5 seconds away from the halfway point of the contest. Jokic, top of the key, dribbles to the far wing, stops and locates Murray off the screen. Murray waits, and now flipped it high post to Jokic. Jokic back to the basket, turning on Draymond. Right-hand dribble, turns, fadeaway, jumper, tough shot, in and out, rebound Durant. Durant with the ball. Surveys the floor, feeds Bell middle. He'll dribble it over to Draymond. Draymond takes it middle. Backdoor cut, KD gets the layup chance. It won't go, but a whistle and a foul on Chandler. And Kevin Durant heads to the free throw line. Hey, the Warriors have called Oakland home for 4 decades. That's why they're proudly paying tribute to the town with this year's Slate Statement Edition uniforms by Nike. Support the Dubs in style with the new The Town jerseys, available at any Warriors team store location and online at warriors.com. I'm not sure that if you order online at warriors.com right now, if you could get it in time for the holiday. Maybe. Just maybe. Might be worth trying. Might be worth checking it out. But there are Warrior team stores. There are Warrior team stores located now all over the Bay Area. So you can go to warriors.com, find the location near you, and get that last second stocking stuffer for the Warrior fan in your life. Maybe it's a Kevin Durant town jersey. KD just hit 2 free throws. That's 11-9 Warriors. Golden State with their second lead of the contest and the second lead change. Jokic up top, fakes a handoff, turns, left-hand dribble to the side, gets it over to the wing, up top now to Murray. Barton has checked in, Murray with a dribble drive and a whistle and a foul, and he's going to shoot 2. That'll be the first time in a long time I've seen Will Barton without a headband. He usually wears a headband tonight, going sans headband. Here is Jamal Murray on the free throw line. Missed the first. Seventh pick of the 2016 draft. was played at Kentucky in 2015-2016. First team All-SEC. Draymond Green gets a breather. He's out. Andre Iguodala in. Jamal Murray went to Orangeville Prep in Kitchener, Ontario. Made one of two in the free throw line here. It's 11-10. Warriors on top. Start his NBA career. Murray missed his first 17 shots. Bell down the lane from Durant. Missed the layup and the rebound. Grabbed inside by Lyles. The former Utah Jazz player has checked in for the first time tonight. Trey Lyles. Ball inside. Plumlee, good pump fake. Stripped to the play by Durant. Now Bell lost it back to Plumlee. He'll feed Harris. Down the lane, one-hander. No good. They fight for the rebound. Plumlee again. Fresh clock for Denver. Barton doesn't waste time. Launches a three. That's no good. And Bell with the board and the ball and gets it to KD. Durant to the front court. Right side Thompson. It's a three out of the way. It's up and no good. Murray bounces up to pull down the rebound. Warriors up one. 4:25 to go in the first. Golden State had nine scoreless possessions in the first 5 minutes of the game. Downstairs, ball goes to the box. Lyles working on Klay Thompson. Turns, drop step, goes up. Knocked away by Kevin Durant. Came out of nowhere to block that shot. He's averaging over two a night. The Warriors lead the NBA in that category. Kevin Durant, his defense continues to get better. He's not stagnant. He's not who he is. A lot of times you say, well, that's who that player is. Not in KD's case. He's getting better. Lyles with a three. Steps out and nailed it right off the inbounds. Buried it, and Denver takes a two-point lead, 13-11. But Lyles with a very smooth release that time. Here's Iguodala to Durant. Durant with Barton on his back. Takes a jumper and knocked it down. Ties the game at 13. 3:50 time remaining, quarter number one. Barton to Lyles, back to Barton up top. Off the screen by Plumlee, dribbles it to Harris. Harris retreats to the middle. Harris backs up Iguodala, a former Nugget, in his way. He drives left off a screen, comes to the baseline, comes out the other wing, gets it to Lyles, and now he stepped on the baseline, did Harris, and that's out of bounds. So if you had 3:35 to go, first quarter of play, that's the first time someone would step out of bounds with the ball. Tonight, you are our winner. Andre Iguodala in the backcourt. Contact R.C. Davis at Warriors.com for your prize. Durant with the ball. On the bounce to Bell. Durant just throws Craig away, the young man who had just come up with the G League. Bell gets to the McCaw, now to Young. Young fades into a three. It's a back iron miss, and Bell with the offensive board. To Iguodala, cutting inside Young. Good fake, comes out the other end, flipped it up on the rim. Good. Nice move by Nick Young. Warriors go back on top by two, 15-13. But that play kept alive from the activity of Jordan Bell. Inside 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Harris faces up with the dribble. Couldn't shake McCaw. Ball ends up on the far side to Craig. Now to Barton. Barton off of Plumlee's screen. Barton leaves his feet. Locates Harris, who gets open on the right side. That's a swish. And Gary Harris for the advantage on another three for the Nuggets. Denver 3 of 7 from distance. Golden State 1 of 7. And Durant to bring the ball up. Durant comes down the near side. Goes up. Draws a foul. It's up and no good. The foul will be on Craig, and that will put Kevin Durant to the free throw line. And if you're wondering about Torrey Craig, he is only the second NBA player to come from USC Upstate, and that's not a campus in northern Los Angeles, that's in South Carolina. And undrafted in 2014, they really like him. He plays hard. He gets after people on defense. And he's been playing more lately off the bench for Denver. In fact, he started a couple games, and he's played more for the Nuggets than some of their draft picks. Played last year for the Brisbane Bullets in the Australian NBL and was the NBL Defensive Player of the Year. He's 6'6", 215 pounds. Kevin Durant makes one, makes two. And it's 17-16. And KD, just like he always does, he has 6 points. KD's a kind of scorer. He gets 8-1 quarter, 8 the next, 6, and then gets another 6. And you look around, and all of a sudden he's got 28 points. Here's Jokic turning middle. Bull rushing Kevon Looney gets a left shoulder flip up and good. And it's 18-17 Denver. Jokic back out there and Looney on for the first time. Here comes Young. Dribble, step, stepped in. Great fake. Shot short. He can't believe he missed that. And the rebound went to Lyles, who hands it to Jokic. Beasley on the floor for the first time. Not Michael. It's Malik. Trey Lyles, left-hand dribble. Got it to the corner. Craig's open. Launches a three. Misfires and a whistle and a foul down low. And this will go against Golden State. Omri Caspi picks up the foul. Fourth team foul. Both teams with four with a minute 58 to go in the quarter. JT Orr directs Denver to throw the ball in on the 880 sideline below the hash mark. Gets it up top to Barton. The former Portland Trailblazer screened by Jokic. Now dribbles in, throws out. Jokic open, pick and pop. The jumper's off the front rim, off the glass, and no good. Caspi with the rebound to Kevin Durant. Durant off the screen. Comes down the middle. Right-hand hook shot. No good. Lyles has it, and Denver wants to run. Bounce pass in traffic. A dangerous one, but Barton corrals it. Gets it to Craig. Not afraid to fire, and it's a brick. Rebound goes to KD. Hard off the glass. Takes it to the right side. Holds up with a minute 28 to go in the quarter. Caspi in the middle. Caspi brings it to the far side. Feeds Durant. Durant's going to draw a crowd, and now we get a defensive three as a result. And it's on Jokic, who is in no man's land and not guarding anybody. Sometimes I think the Warriors tend to look in this current group of Warriors that when Draymond Green's not on the floor, they tend to look for Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson a lot, which they should. They're both all-stars, both great players. Kevin Durant, a regular season and a finals MVP, and he hits the technical free throw. But sometimes I think that they need to get the look for their own a little bit more than they do, but that's just me. Looney, the Caspi. Caspi downstairs for Durant, and it's out of bounds, a turnover. Durant was trying to seal off Lyles down there. Turnover number four on Golden State. Denver has the same. We're tied at 18 with a minute 13 to go. First quarter play. Warriors shooting only 33% from the field. Denver at around 36.8. And it's a tough back-to-back. Both teams played last night, 7 o'clock or later, and a 5:30 start tonight. You're not going to get a crisp first quarter in that scenario. Barton with the dribble. Head fake. Stumbles. Goes up. Passes to the baseline. Jokic there. It's up and good. Jokic was wide open on the left baseline. And it's 20-18 Denver. Jokic now with 8. Here's Caspi on the far side. Dribbles in on Jokic. Got it to Iguodala. He'll turn the corner down the lane. Little flip of the right hand short. Ball loose and Caspi fights for it. Caspi with the rebound. Dumped it up top to KD. 35 seconds. Bounce pass to Iguodala. 30 seconds to go. He'll shoot. It's up and no good. And the rebound to Lyles. Warriors should get the ball back, though, with about 6 seconds and change, depending on how deep Denver will run this clock down. Neither team a foul to give, and Barton will stop right side of the logo with the dribble. Will Barton waiting now. Right hand, left hand, left hand. Waits, comes left to the center of the floor. Guarded by Looney on the switch. Shot clock at 2. He's got to go. Pulls up. The jumper's up, and it's a back iron miss. Tipped up and in by Denver. I'm not sure if it's Lyles or Craig. Caspi down the left side with 4 seconds, with 3. Crossover dribble goes hard. Floats it up off the glass. It's good with 0.6 to go in the quarter. Beautiful move by Caspi. Lyles from the backcourt all the way down and misses to the right. So Golden State will go to the bench down by 2 at the end of 1. It's Denver 22, Golden State 20. Second quarter action upcoming on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 22-20, Denver with the lead at the end of 1. Time for your game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. And the Warriors go through a sluggish first quarter, shooting 33%. Denver on top 22-20. And just not as crisp as he would like. Warriors with 4 turnovers, kind of acceptable that way. But there's no one stat that will tell you what's going on. Kevin Durant has 7 points to pace the Warriors. 8 points for Nikola Jokic pacing Denver. TJ checks in on Twitter at WarriorsVox, WarriorsVox, as he's listening on the way to work. TJ, drive safe, work well. Warriors have 3 blocks and 3 steals, so they're on pace for 12 blocks, if you believe in that, on the near side. They average almost 9 a game, so it's not out of the equation per se. Jokic guarded by Iguodala up top, and Andre picked his pocket. Andre with a steal. It's a 2-on-1. Bounce pass, Caspi to the rim, and a 2-hand slam that ties the game. make that four steals. Andre Iguodala with a nice play. Barton pick and pop to Jokic. Double clutch from the foul line. Slides it home. Nikola Jokic, very solid player. Here is Klay Thompson. Dribbles the far side with Draymond Green, West, Iguodala, and Caspi. Iguodala between the circles. Looking for Thompson. Denied there by Craig. West gets it. Klay does a V-cut. Pops out. Hits a jumper. It's a two. We're tied at 24. Great example of using a V-cut there. Kind of go in and then come back out to where you were before. Barton Delisles. He fakes. Dribbles into trouble. Picks up the dribble and locates Barton outside. Good switch by Green and Iguodala. Lyles gets it, shoots over Andre. Right side triple doesn't go. West with a rebound. And a foul on West will give the ball back to Denver as Jokic got hit in the chops. And it'll be a side out for Denver. Craig throws it into Jokic. Looks for the back cut by Lyles, but Draymond played that perfectly. Jokic now turns and faces, and Lyles goes all the way outside to get the ball. Now guarded by West on a switch. Pulls up, jump around the way, knocked it down. Boy, Trey Lyles, his jumper looks a lot better than what it did in Utah. Looks very smooth. 26-24 Denver. At least I don't remember it looking that smooth in Utah. Klay Thompson with a jumper. He hits one from the left elbow, so Klay with back-to-back buckets. And we're tied at 26. Played a minute 48 of the second quarter. Barton to the right side. Retreats, guarded by West, looks for an entry pass and finds Jokic. He's at the right box, shows the ball, puts it on the deck, comes middle, traveled, no call. Loose ball stolen by Draymond. Steal number five. Draymond handoff to Klay, and that's a turnover, also number five. And here comes Craig with a beautiful pass inside, and the layup is up and good by Malik Beasley. Used the inside hand on the left side of the bucket, and that protected it from anyone trying to challenge it. 28-26. It's a Nuggets lead. Iguodala with the ball. Golden State looking to get their 12th straight win. Draymond to Klay. Takes a foul line pop, and Klay getting into a zone right now. And just like that, the first three buckets for Klay all here in the second quarter. 0 for 4 in the first. He's 3 of 3 in the second. We're tied at 28. Barton, Lyles, good fake. Dribble drive. Shoots a floater out of the run. No good, but there's Jokic right on the doorstep to tip it in. Denver getting points when they want now. 30-28. Draymond Green's pass stolen away by Barton. Barton leads a break the other way. Goes around Caspi. Flipped it up. No good. And a late whistle and a foul. Tony Brothers decided that Caspi changed that shot in a big way. Second team foul on Golden State. Hey, I know we're way overdue, Stations. I apologize. We'll keep it here. R.C. Davis makes an executive decision. On the fly. That's why he gets paid the big bucks. Will Barton at the free throw line. It's up and good. Barton talked about his role with Denver.
Just a guy who's going to be a leader, a guy that changes the pace of the game when he's in there. I'm a scorer, of course. A guy going to bring a lot of energy, play hard every game, get my teammates involved, make plays, and just do whatever he has to do to help this team win.
Makes both free throws, and now it's Andre Iguodala on the go, feeding David West, and his left-hand layup goes down the lane and scores over Jokic. And it's a 32-30 game. Denver leading by two. Bad pass by Barton, run down by Jokic. Craig gets it on the far wing. He feeds Jokic, stolen away by West. Warriors' third steal in this sequence. Klay Thompson throws it right back as Lyles knocked it down. Gets it to Barton. Barton outside the arc. His pass kicked by Iguodala, and the shot clock will stay at 18. Chandler will check in. Jokic goes out. So Denver going really small here with Lyles, Chandler, Beasley, Barton, and Craig. A lot of 6-7 guys out there right now. Here's Lyles with the ball up top, working on West. Flipped it over to Barton. Got it to Chandler. Chandler checked by Green. Bounce pass to Lyles. Turns and faces and fires. Won't go. Rebound Draymond. 8-10 to go first half. Draymond to Caspi. Dribble handoff to Thompson. Thompson floats it downstairs to West. Clay will cut away, then down the lane he goes. West comes middle, draws a crowd, feeds Clay. Pump fake, dribble drive up to West, out to Draymond. Right side Andre, right corner Clay. Fires away, it's a three ball, won't go. Caspi, offensive rebound, feeds the cutting Thompson, who goes up and is blocked away. Barton comes up with it. That was almost a spectacular sequence. Barton behind the back. Shovel to Lyles trailing. He'll take the three. Back iron miss. Deflected. Run down by Chandler for Denver. Chandler for the Nuggets to Barton. 7:30 to go. Denver up two. Good fake by Barton. Down the lane. And Draymond Green knocked it away. And it's an offensive foul on Will Barton for clearing out on Draymond. Draymond Green right there to deny Will Barton. Iguodala walks it up. Michael Malone up off the Denver bench. Very good coach. Very good defensive coach. Really helping this club right now. Iguodala finds Klay Thompson. He pulls up in traffic. Shot short. And Craig pulls down the rebound. Denver wants to push tempo here. 7:10 to go. First half, 32-30 Nuggets. Barton waiting, dribbling one-on-one. Goes right side to Chandler. Back to Barton. Barton trying to probe the defensive West. Feeds Lyles. Lyles goes hard, spins, hand off to the cutter. Chandler blocked by Iguodala, but the loose ball to Barton, and he lays it in low left. And Golden State will call time. 34-30. Denver with a four-point lead. Warriors will talk it over. 6:51 to go in the second on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. .651 to go in the first half. Rebounding 19-13, favoring Denver. Klay Thompson, 3 of 10 from the field, 0 of 4 outside the arc. McCaw to West now. West in deep. West turns a little jump with the right hand. Back iron miss. Barton pulled it down. 34-30 Denver, 6:35 to go in the second. Barton will stop in front of the Nuggets bench. Waits, a little shiver move on Young. Stumbles, throws it up top. Harris down the lane, goes up and in, and got fouled. Harris with a beautiful move. Third team foul on Golden State. That fouls on David West. And that's going to be his first foul. Nuggets without Paul Millsap, the left wrist ligament injury, and Emmanuel Mudiay with a right ankle sprain, both out for tonight's game. It's a 9-2 run for Denver to lead by 7, 37-30. 6:17 to go in the first half. McCaw to West, passes to Young. Young and McCaw in the same spot, so they clear out the left side. Young will feed down to Draymond Green. Draymond looks for a cutter. It's Durant. He's wide open. To twit two-hand slam for KD. Just came down the lane off a cut. Got open and threw it down. And here is the right side. Barton dribbled it off his own foot. Goes right to McCaw. McCaw wants to push. Takes down the lane. Goes up. Left hand. Good, and he got fouled. He had Murray retreating all the way, and that's what the Warriors need Patrick McCaw to do. Get the ball, go on the break, and get it to the rim if you're in the open floor. He's athletic enough to do it. Now he's got a chance for an add one to make it a two-point game. We have subs coming to the scorer's table, Jokic and Jordan Bell. Bell, of course, right now with the amount of time he's been getting with all the injuries, he now leads all rookies in field goal percentage. He qualifies and blocks shots per game. And Bell currently shooting at 72% from the floor and getting 1.1 blocks a contest. Of course, you know, he's benefiting from all the attention from guys like Durant and Klay Thompson. Free throw good for McCaw. Two-point game. Murray penetrates. Finds Chandler. He'll drive down. Off balance. Off glass and good. West was waiting for him in the middle. He drifted ever so slightly to his left and then kissed it home. McCaw with the ball, middle of the floor. Durant flashes through. McCaw goes to the right wing, right baseline. Doubled, feeds West in traffic. Goes up off the glass, can't get it. Chandler, defensive rebound. 5:15 to go in the first half. Chandler waits, throws it down to Jokic. spins on Durant, who just bumps him out of bounds. Great feed by Jokic. Gets it up top to Harris, who dribbles up and nails a three. 7-point lead for the Nuggets, who have outscored the Warriors 12-3 from the three-point line, 42-35. Bell throws for Durant. Durant wasn't looking, and it goes right out of bounds, right by his ear and out of bounds. Steph Curry on the Warriors bench tonight in street clothes. Good sign. They're not warming up before the last of two games. And, boy, if you could have seen the scrutiny, even today, early game on a Saturday during the holidays, people watching Steph warm up. It was remarkable. Here's Harris, takes it all the way to the rack, floats it up over Bell. It's no good, and a foul. And that will put Harris to the free throw line. Bell gets his first foul call of the night against him. Talked about how he learned to dunk the ball by doing calf raises.
I think it's because I remember my freshman year I couldn't dunk at all. And then my brother told me to start doing calf raises when I was younger. And then so like at practice on the baseline, if I wasn't like involved, I would just do calf raises the whole time. And then like a month after that, I was just flying.
Draymond Green comes in, David West to sit down. It's going to be an interesting game tonight for both coaches to see what combinations work and who's got the energy tonight to really contribute and go over the top. 44-35, Denver's got the largest lead of the game right now. They've scored the last seven. KD feeds Bell down the lane, met by Plumlee. Over to Draymond it goes. Corner three up and no good. Jokic with the rebound. Warriors are now one of nine from distance. Jokic's pass batted down, but it's retrieved by Murray. Gets it to Jokic. Cross-court skip to Chandler. Chandler run off the line by KD. Shot clock at eight. Chandler one-on-one. Stepped around Durant to the rim and dunked it. It's an 11-point lead for Denver. And Denver right now has scored the last nine to lead 46-35. 4:12 to go. First half. We'll take the break on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. And there's no holiday tradition quite like the Warriors or the Cavaliers on Christmas Day. Be on Warriors ground for the noon tip-off. All fans in attendance get a whiteout t-shirt powered by Clorox. Get your verified official tickets at Warriors.com. 12 noon start, 11:30 a.m. pregame. Open your presents and spend your midday with the Dubs. Kevin Durant, Draymond Green play catch after the timeout. Jumper by Draymond, no good. Slapped out of bounds by Bell. Not the worst play in the world by Bell when you consider this. Anytime you do that, if you can't get the ball and you knock it out of bounds, you keep the other team getting a fast break or have early offense here. Murray flipped it to Harris. They scissor off Plumlee, and Harris turns and fires and rattles home a jumper. And the young guards for Denver continue to excel. 11 straight now for the Nuggets, and they lead by 13. Warriors need a bucket in the worst way. Bell to Durant, curling right side, gets bumped, shoveled it up, off the rim, tipped by Draymond, tipped over, slapped away by Jokic, grabbed by Durant, fresh clock, Klay Thompson, double clutch to Andre, open three, short, Bell, high in the air, fumbled the rebound, got it back, feeds Iguodala with a bad pass, and it deflected away off of his shin and off of the baseline. And Golden State getting a chance there, but Bell hurriedly through that pass. Second chance points 11-2 favored by Denver. Murray feeds Plumlee. Murray takes a handoff beyond the arc. Waiting now. Guarded by Iguodala. Feeds to Plumlee. He goes in. Throws out. Jokic catches right side. Fakes. Dribbles left. Spins middle. Bounce pass to the cutting. Chandler layup no good. Rebound Plumlee and the shot clock buzzer goes off. It did not hit the rim. Denver jumping up and down saying that ball hit the rim. But Michael Malone not protesting, so that gives me an indication that the ball was glass only. The Warriors need to get everybody moving the ball now. Andre Iguodala, Draymond Green, 9 of the 13 assists for Golden State. Andre feeds Draymond, left side. Rotation up top. There's Klay Thompson. The jumper is up. The three is no good. Murray steps in for the rebound. Golden State shooting 35% from the field. Jokic, handoff Harris. Harris left side. Shovel pass stolen by Bell. Look out, it's a breakaway. Jordan Bell goes up and hammers it down with the right hand. And that gives the crowd here at Oracle something to rally around now. It's 48-37 Denver. And the crowd making some noise here in the first half for the first time. Jokic, high post, left-hand dribble. Gets the ball now to Murray. He backs up, guarded by Draymond. Now guarded by Bell. Takes him left and takes the jumper. It's up and good. And Jamal Murray quickly quiets the crowd. It's 50-37 Denver. Draymond directing traffic. Glides to the right. Feeds Iguodala. Andre waits. Two-hand toss. No. Waits. Bell pops out, gets the ball to Durant. Quick move on Chandler. Ridden into a double team. Step back jumper on the rim. Won't go. And the Nuggets wall off the Warriors on the glass. And Plumlee able to gather it in. Murray takes the ball. Bounce pass to the cutting Harris. Down the lane. Scooped it over Draymond. That won't fall. Loose rebound. Bell locates Thompson. Batted away from him, but out of bounds on the near sideline. Minute 28 to go before halftime. I can't remember the last time the Warriors were this close to half and had only 37 points. Klay Thompson, left side Draymond, downstairs to Durant. Durant back to the basket, waits for Klay. Klay makes his cut, not open, so Durant goes to work, turns and shoots over Chandler. Good. Well, there's nothing you could do about that. 50-39. Chandler defended that perfectly, but KD just shot it right over the top of him. Murray gets it to Plumlee, pass to Jokic. Two good passing big men. That's what Michael Malone has to work with. Murray gets the ball in a handoff. Now takes it to the far side to Harris. Looks for Jokic, denied by Bell. Murray throws to Jokic on the wing. Five to shoot. Back three. His jumper is up. It's no good. He got fouled by Draymond. J.T. Orr now feels the stare of Draymond Green. And they will review it to see if it's a two or a three. Golden State's low for the season. His 41 against Memphis. Last happened on December 20th. So they only had 41 points the other night against the Grizz. 39 right now with 46.8 to go. But Memphis will bring that out. They play the slowest pace in the NBA. To do it against Denver, that is something altogether different. JT Orr and Draymond Green having a very civil conversation about it. Free throw by Murray. First one is good, and it's 51-39. Murray spins the ball back. Very active young guard. And he hits the second, and they had ruled it a three, so he will get one more. Denver 17-15, which is a pretty solid record when you consider they've gone a chunk of the season without Paul Millsap. They're tied for Oklahoma City for the fifth best record in the Western Conference, and Murray hits all three. It's 53-39. Warriors down by 14 here, and it's quiet at Oracle. Durant brings it middle, guarded by Plumlee. Crossover to the right hand. Durant high steps it down the lane, scooped it off the underside of the backboard. It's out of bounds. Durant looking at JT Orr as he hoped for a foul, but no. 16-2 Denver run. Harris was 7 during the run. Murray has 5. It's Murray with the ball. Comes to the left side. Shoots over Draymond quickly to get 2-for-1. Won't get the shot. Klay Thompson gets the rebound. Denver has a foul to give here. Let's see if they'll use it. Shot clock at 15, game clock at 20 and change. Andre Iguodala holds his right fist up in the air. Bell to set up in the far wing. Here comes Draymond with the screen. They will switch all over the floor. Ball goes to Durant. Baseline drive goes right to the rim and scores with a dunk with 8.6 to go. 53-41. Chandler to the front court. 5 seconds with 4. Chandler dribbles on Bell. Spins on him. Spins. Goes up and didn't get it off in time. It would not have counted. It didn't go in either way. And the Warriors have work to do in half number 2. They trail Denver 53-41. R.C. Davis and the Warriors halftime report coming up next on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, to say the first half was not what the Warriors wanted, well, that is really underestimating things. 41 points, it ties the season low for any half. It is the lowest scoring first half so far this year for Golden State at 41 points. Next close was 47 at Boston on November the 16th. They're shooting 1 of 11 from the three-point line. That's 9%. Their season low for that, 26.3 against Washington. That's way back in October 27th. They trail by as many as 14, down by 12 as we get ready to start half number two. Denver has the ball to open half number two. And they're going at the basket at the north end of Oracle. With it, Gary Harris takes up top. Murray off the screen by Plumlee. Back to Jokic. Jokic down for Plumlee. Denied by McCaw. Deflected and saved it. Feeds Draymond. Beautiful pass. Draymond goes in. Throws out. KD trail three. In and out. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Bell. Out of the pack. The rookie comes. Finds Thompson. Pump fake. Dribble drive. Downstairs. Draymond. Pump fake. Pump fake. Goes up. Left hand. And is good at a foul to open half number two. Couple of things there. Jordan Bell again keeping the play alive. And then Klay Thompson with a left-handed pass off the dribble to Draymond. Off-handed feed from Klay Thompson. Last time these two clubs met, Golden State in Denver had 43 in the third. Now, you might not expect that with the kind of firepower that's not on the floor for Golden State with Curry out, but we'll see. 53-44 after the three-point play. Jumper by Jokic, topside, is up and good. Jokic has 14 on a very crisp 7 of 12 shooting night. Kevin Durant down the near side, underhand scoop to Bell. Bell will dribble, turn the corner, look out, got fouled, threw it up anyway. It goes off the glass as Plumlee wrapped him up. Boy, Bell accelerated with that dribble and turned the corner and got to the rim, and he will shoot two. Mm-hmm. 11 wins in a row. The Warriors leading the Western Conference right now. Trying to work people back into the lineup. Still no Zaza, no Sean Livingston, of course, no Steph Curry. Steve Kerr said earlier this week on Beyond the Arc, he expects about 2 weeks for everybody to get back. Bell made the first, missed the second. It's 55-45, a 10-point lead for Denver. Lob on the run for Plumlee, couldn't catch it well. Rebound loose, and Bell comes back with it. In traffic, deflected it. It's off of his, off of Harris's leg and out of bounds. Good thought by Bell. Probably could have swung the ball ahead at some point. He takes it up top with a touch to Durant. Durant on the bounce to Draymond Green. Shows the ball to Plumlee. Waits for Durant, who curl, doubled, back to Draymond. Far side, Thompson dribbling in, goes all the way up and under. On the rim, roll it down for Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson with a beautiful drive. 55-47. Played 90 seconds and change. Jamal Murray, McCaw again fights over the screen. He's done it two nights in a row. Harris bumped, tried to head bob his way into a foul call. Couldn't get it. Now drives on Bell, goes up and rejected by Bell. Knocked out of bounds, and Denver maintains possession. Ball will be thrown in by Chandler on the far side. Again, the Warriors protecting the basket, doing it very well without a true five on the floor. Chandler, far corner, Murray. He's open, shoots over McCaw. It's up and good. A screen by Plumlee freed up Murray, and it's 58-47 Denver. Here is McCaw off a screen by Bell. Rotates to Draymond. His three on the way. That's wide right, and the rebound to Jokic. Jokic will dribble it up. Jokic makes eye contact with Murray, gets a switch, has McCaw downstairs, and Murray gets it back to Jokic. Jokic mid-post, skipped it over to Harris. Harris for three. It's up and over the backboard and out of play. Well, Jokic is so smart. He looked at Murray and says, bring your smaller guy over here. They'll have to think about doubling me, and we'll be able to find an open guy. But Harris just couldn't find the range on the shot. Very smart play. 58-47 Denver. Not seeing the game slowing down and getting it to a point where it's going to payoff for you. Klay Thompson feeds Durant on the far side in front of the Denver bench. Turns and faces. KD wants to go. Bell slips the pick, makes the catch. Bounce pass Draymond. Great feed by Jordan Bell. Leads Draymond to a layup low right. That's 58-49. Warriors down by single digits here. 9:20 to go in the third. Chandler rotates to Murray. Fakes a pass. gets it to Harris. Drives on Bell, spins on Bell, baseline, pump fake, drop step, can't shake him. Murray gets it outside to Harris, who takes a three. It's way too strong. Rebound, Kevin Durant. Durant to the timeline. Pulls up and calling long distance. It's no good off the back rim. And Plumlee with it knocked away by KD. Loose ball to McCaw. And a fresh clock for the Warriors. Draymond Green takes a middle over to Klay Thompson. Pump fake, fly by, three ball, up and no good. Draymond tipped it home. Timeout, Denver. Warriors showing energy and showing some life here in the third quarter. And they have awakened Oracle. 58-51, Denver leading by seven. We'll take the break. 8:47 to go in the third. The defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 58-51, 8:47 to go. Last time it was a seven-point lead for Denver. 5:33 of the first half. Nuggets with the ball to the timeout. Warriors trying to come back. Here is Jokic, flipped it to Murray off the screen. Murray open and steps out from 18. Doesn't get it. Plumlee offensive rebound. Fell down on the play. And Tony Brothers says he had help on his way to the floor. And calls a personal on Golden State. Jordan Bell gets foul number two. First team foul on Golden State. Crowd looks at a replay and disagrees with Tony Brothers, as if you would expect them to otherwise. Ball thrown into Gary Harris. Harris with the dribble, knocked away by Klay Thompson. Had trouble, gets it back at midcourt. Left hand comes to the near sideline. Bounce pass to Plumlee, gets away from Bell, goes up, and Draymond fought him, but Plumlee fights his way through it and banked it in low right. Excuse me, low left, 60-51, 8:17 to go in the third. McCaw feeds Draymond. Draymond waiting, holds it, one hand, feed to KD. Thompson flares out left, can't get free. Draymond over to Durant, he's open, fires for three, missed it, ball tipped and grabbed by Murray. Murray gliding, or excuse me, that's Chandler. Chandler watches as Murray flies by. Jokic gets it up top and hands off to Harris. Harris, two dribbles, back to Jokic. Inside Plumlee. Plumlee rotates out. Harris open. It's a three from the right wing, and it's no good. Kevin Durant with the ball on the far side. Brings it middle to Draymond. Right corner, Klay Thompson. Harris right there. Klay, one dribble to a double team. Feeds Draymond. Cross court to McCaw. Takes a baseline, feeds Bell, out to Draymond. Dribbles in, foul line, lob for Bell, tipped it back, loose ball, Draymond. Out to Klay with two, strip. Klay gets it back, shoots with one, it's up and hit the side of the board. It's a shot clock violation. Golden State passed up two or three shots there, and nobody wanted to shoot the ball. And so the turnover gives the ball back to Denver, leading by nine. Golden State is one of 17 outside the arc. That's 5.9% shooting from three. Plumlee stumbles, gets it out to Jokic, back to Plumlee, mid-post left side. Spins with a left-hand dribble. Bell steals it from him, feeds Draymond. Draymond takes it up the middle, throws left wing, Klay Thompson, drives on Jokic, goes up left-handed and scores. Klay Thompson now at double figures. 60-53 the score. Warriors have 10 fast break points. Murray pulls up, pump fake to Jokic. Jokic back to Murray. Won't shoot, goes left baseline. Rotates up top, goes to Chandler. It's a three on the way. No good. Rebound Bell. Bell to Draymond. He looks for early offense here. Takes it right wing, dribbles by Jokic to the rim. He lost the ball on the way up, tipped it away. Bell goes up left-handed, misses that in traffic, and Jokic comes away with it. Golden State with great chances right there. But still Denver 60 and Golden State 53. Murray off the screen. Takes it in on Draymond. Scoop to the hoop. Won't go. Bell tipped the rebound. Murray hustles to it. Nobody guards him. Three Warriors standing there. 15-footer no good. Durant gets the rebound. Durant to the near sideline. Draymond with a screen set. Draymond releases. Gets the pass. Shovel to Thompson. He's open. He fires a three. No good. Tipped out by Bell. But this will be out of bounds in the far wing, and it will be Denver ball. Steph Curry up off the bench for the Warriors, cheering, applauding his teammates. 3 minutes now, the Warriors have not scored. Still only down by seven, so with each passing minute, time running out here in the third. Here is Jokic. Backs it on Bell. Comes middle, drop step, rejected by Durant. Jokic gets it back. Two-hand toss goes to Trey Lyles, to the corner to Barton. Blocked by Draymond. Back-to-back blocks for the Warriors, who now have 8 blocks on the night. McCaw with the ball. Far side, Durant throws it downstairs to Draymond. Draymond, left box, up top, Thompson. He'll fire for 3. That's no good. Bell the rebound. Bell cross-court to Draymond, to Thompson. Dribbles around and pulls up from the foul line. It's no good. Tipped out by Draymond, but Will Barton right there. 60-53. The Warriors down 7. Chandler's wide open left side in transition. The 3 ball's good. Timeout, Warriors down by 10. 4:59 to go in the third. The defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, the Warriors are 1 of 19 from the three-point line. That's 5.3%, and they have missed 18 in a row. Draymond Green opened the game with a 3. And it's everybody. Kevin Durant 0 for 4. Klay Thompson 0 for 9. Iguodala and Young have missed 3s as well. Warriors want to get some energy going. Draymond Green on the bench right now. KD gets the ball right side. Dribbles on. Chandler gets to the rim and dunked it with a right hand. He says, okay, I am not going to let you stop me on the perimeter. I'm just going to get right around you and settle things that way. Trey Lyles with the ball. Hand off to Harris. Back to Lyles on the left side. Downstairs, Jokic guarded by Durant. Jokic left box. Right hand dribble comes middle. To the restricted area. Up top, Lyles open for 3. Front rim miss. Klay Thompson with a defensive rebound. Thompson, chest pass Durant. Dribble drive on Jokic. Bangs him out of the way. Feeds to Iguodala to the rim. Outside, Caspi. Left wing 3. No good. 19 straight misses for the Warriors from distance. 63-55 Denver as the rebound goes to Chandler. Tries to pin down for Harris, but Harris goes away. So Jokic dribbles up top. Flipped it to Barton. Barton off the screen. Stops and passes to the right wing to Harris. Left-hand dribble middle. Turns top of the key. Jumper no good. Rebound tipped away by Jokic. Saved by Chandler. Right to Thompson. 3-on-3 Warriors. Klay takes it middle. Spins. Ball knocked away. Klay retrieves it or he overran it. Harris has it. Drives on Durant. Now backs up waiting for help. Harris will stop in front of the Warrior bench. 12 turnovers for Golden State. Feeding inside Jokic. Hand off Chandler. Look out. Layup good and a foul. Touch foul on Nick Young. Young and Iguodala didn't have their signal straight. What just seemed the Warriors after that dunk by KD had a little burst of energy, and now that has just the air just kind of ushered out of the building. Steve Kerr is going to go deeper now to the rotation. JaVale McGee is going to come out. The former Denver Nugget comes in and gets Klay Thompson. So the Warriors go with a more traditional look. They'll have McGee, Caspi, Durant with Iguodala and Young. It's a pretty big lineup for Golden State. Free throw good for Chandler. 3-point play and 11-point lead. 66-59. Warriors down and with the ball. Iguodala finds Caspi. Over to Durant. Durant waits. Screened by McGee. McGee releases. Durant rotates over to Iguodala. Waits, shoots, and misses. Warriors are 1 for 21 from 3. 4.8%. Here's Barton. Driving in. Dishing out. Lyles won't shoot. Lyles hands it to Barton. Right in front of the Warrior bench. He gets it up top to Chandler. Chandler waits. Off a screen. Takes a deep 3 straight on. Slides it off. Rebound. Lyles. He got fouled. Before he went up, the foul was on the floor. 3 team fouls on the Warriors. 2 on Denver. Fouls on Caspi. That will be his 3rd. Jokic and Harris out. This will be a huge win for Denver. Of course, we still have plenty of time. We still have over 15 minutes to go in this game. Here is Barton. Barton bounce pass, gets it into Plumlee, who lost the ball. Jammed that finger again. Loose ball, Andre on the break. Takes it middle, goes all the way in, makes a bad pass, and Barton in the steal. Barton throw ahead to Plumlee, who never came back with the catch. His pass to Caspi, and Nick Young fouled Plumlee on the pass. He was bent over in pain. He dislocated a finger on his left hand in the first half, and now he's walking over. He needs to get out of the game, and Michael Malone's got a sub for him.
And take a look at the finger.
And Michael Malone's got to burn another timeout. Second time tonight they've had to use a timeout because of Plumlee's finger. 66-55 for the score. 2:43 to go in the third on the defending champion Golden State Warriors radio network. Warriors are down. And we're presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. So it's an 11-point lead for Denver. They led by as many as 14. Warriors have outscored the Nuggets of the paint 32-26. They've been outscored 18-3 from the three-point line. And that's been the difference in the game. Warriors are 1 of 21 from distance. Jokic back in there because Plumlee had to go to the locker room. Lyles dribbles down the lane, shoots a floater. It's on the rim and rolled down. 68-55, Denver stopping what looked like maybe a rally from the Warriors. Kevin Durant dribbles right down the lane. Left side goes up and scores. Kevin Durant with a basket. KD is starting to take the ball to the rim. He has 17 to pace the Warriors. He's the leading scorer on the floor. Barton with a dribble, lost it, retrieves it right in front of referee Ron Garretson. Barton takes Young off the screen, drives by Young, gets pushed by Young, layup good, and a foul. Well, Young didn't fight over the screen, and McGee went out to get Jokic because they don't want Jokic to be free. And then Young pushed Barton, who makes the free throw. Three-point play, and it's a 14-point Denver lead. And the Warriors need to find a way to rally here. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. See what they can do. Durant bouncing back and forth. Takes it left side to Young. Young fires for three. It's on the way. Good. Finally, there it is. There it is. After 20 straight misses, the Warriors hit a three. It's 71-60. Barton gets it up top to Trey Lyles. Drives on McGee. Cut off. Turns. Drop step. Nowhere to go. Finds Chandler. Left corner. Bumping with Durant. Up top to Jokic on the left wing. Jokic rips the ball through and shoots over Iguodala. It's a back iron miss. Corralled by Caspi. Caspi to the far side. Picks up the dribble. Heaved it to Durant. Durant back to Caspi. Deflected out of bounds. Only last a touch. Turnover Warriors. And a dangerous pass there. Will Barton was in the passing lane. And Denver has the ball. Jokic attacking the basket to our left. Gives the ball up now. Out to Chandler. Chandler from Craig. Now to Barton. Barton takes it outside with Chandler one-on-one. They get an exchange. Now Barton shoots over Iguodala. That's a contested three. Not a good shot. Long rebound. Andre. Andre off and running. Down the lane. To the rim. Finger rolled it up and in. And the Warriors are showing some signs of life, but let's see if they can get a stop here. 71-62, 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Bounce pass near wing. Jokic on McGee. Jokic lowers his head. Left-hand dribble. Passes to the corner. Craig up top. Lyles fakes. Dribble drive. Shoots a runner and banked it home. And the Warriors can't get momentum if they're not going to get stopped. 73-62 Denver. Kevin Durant. Midcourt with 23 seconds to go. Right side, difference of five and change between the two clocks. Durant guarded by Craig, good defender. On the right side, Durant holds him off. Now dribbles, gets bumped, gets to the foul line, shoots over Chandler, front rim, no good. Loose ball, Caspi tried to save it, it's off Lyles, and Golden State will have it. With 6 seconds to go in the quarter, JaVale McGee has to pick himself up off the deck. And here comes Klay Thompson to come in. Thompson and McGee out. Just to get another shooter in there. The final play of the third quarter. Well, the Denver bench energized right now. Iguodala looking for Durant. Goes up top to Young instead. 5 seconds. Young backs up on Barton. Takes a three off the dribble. It's a back iron miss. Rebound Caspi, and that'll do it for the third. Well, the Warriors with 12 minutes left. Their winning streak is on the line. Down 73-62 to Denver on the defending champion Golden State Warriors radio network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. It's going. Does it matter? Golden State shooting 38% from the field as part of your game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Go to mountainmikespizza.com. Warriors are 2 of 23 from beyond the arc, 8.7%. So they are 24 of 45 from inside the arc. They're shooting over 50% from inside the arc, but 8.7 beyond. And they've been all kinds, wide open, some contested, some in rhythm, some not, some off the dribble. Any kind of a three has not gone in tonight. Tough night, tough back-to-back, less than 24 hours from the game last night. Young with a jumper to open the fourth quarter. Top of the key, that's up and no good. Nick Young is 2 of 5 from the floor. Rebound to Denver, and Plumlee, who's back out of the locker room. Been a tough night for him. Murray has the dribble. Passes cross court. Young with a steal. Played the passing lane. Young with a breakaway. Stripped by Barton. It goes out of bounds. Tried to go up for a signature jam. It's been a low energy night. Very reminiscent to the game against Memphis a couple of nights ago. Andre Iguodala throws to West to the right elbow. Inside to Draymond, who flipped it up high. Got held. And a foul. And you hear Gary Harris drawing a chuckle from the crowd, saying, he grabbed me. One of the fans right there, one of our effects mics. Iguodala throws into Young. Young midcourt, pressured by Barton. Denver's defense has been pretty good tonight. Mike Malone's a real good coach. Young finds Thompson. Thompson turns, waits. Now backs up with the dribble, feeds West. West, mid-post left side. One dribble, waiting, feeds Young. Young with two on the clock, got to go. Spins to the corner, shoots a rainbow three. It hit the side of the board. And another 24-second shot clock violation on Golden State. Head coach Steve Kerr shakes his head, hands in pockets, just walks back to the bench. Talks to Mike Brown for a moment. 73-62 Denver. 15 turnovers for Golden State tonight. Ball to Murray, the Lyles. Harris back to Murray. Off a screen by Plumlee. Murray comes middle. Puts on the brakes. Bounce pass to Lyles. Shot clock at 8. Trying to drive on Klay Thompson. Two dribbles up top to Barton. Barton backs up. Now drives. Has a lane. Goes up. Leads up. No good. Tipped away by Young. Loose ball to Thompson. Buzzer sounded. Thompson bounced past Iguodala. Right on the money. Andre missed the layup. It hit the rim and knocked away. Lyles gets it. Over to Murray. Oh, boy. Golden State, that might have been one of their best passes of the night from Klay Thompson. From anybody, rather. It just happened to be from Klay. Harris feeds a cutting. Barton gets it, deflected, and laid it in low right. Draymond Green with a deflection. And came right back to Barton. And the Warriors, who should have been down 73-64, now down by 13. Iguodala to Draymond Green. Draymond straddling the three-point line. Feeds Klay Thompson. Run into by two defenders. Backs up. Looks for West. Shoveled it to West. Mid-post. Right side. West now turns and shoots over Plumlee. That's a miss. Warriors offense not getting open right now. Rebound goes to Denver. Murray in transition. Buries a three, and Steve Kerr will stop it right now. It's a 78-62 Denver lead with 9:51 to go. And the Warriors are in deep trouble. On the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, today's the fifth anniversary of the first game in Santa Cruz in the what was then the D-League, now the G-League, with the Santa Cruz Warriors. December 23rd, 2012. Warriors here in 2017. Out of the ropes, down 17. David West, the cutting Klay Thompson. Deflected, has to take it to the right baseline. Cut off by Plumlee. Baseline drive feeding Caspi right through his hands. Turnover number 16. A high pass for Omri. Here's Murray. Murray drives in. Scoop all the way. No good. Rebound Thompson. Warriors trying to get out and run here. Thompson will take it across midcourt. Pulls up. Dumped it in deep to West. West with a man-like move. Flipped it on the rim and it crawls over and dropped through. 78-64. Warriors coming out of the timeout shooting 36.1%. That would be a season low for Golden State. Barton to Plumlee. Plumlee one dribble, flipped it to Harris. Harris down the lane to the cup, goes left side and scored. Tumbling down, takes the hit and goes to the floor with the bucket. West gets his third personal. Well, the Nuggets showcasing the young legs of Harris and Murray. And they have had a pretty good night tonight. Harris with this free throw missed it. They have combined for 29 points tonight. 29 of the 80 for Denver. Denver leading by 16. Andre Iguodala to Klay Thompson. Quick release, curling off a jumper, no good. Rebound fought for, deflected. It's out of bounds. Golden State will get it back. Still 8:46 to go, but a 16-point deficit in a game where the Warriors have not been sniffing 40% from the field, and they're not in double digits percentage-wise outside of the three-point line. Iguodala looks for help, feeds West. West fumbled it, picked up by Draymond. Fresh clock, plenty of time. Feeds Thompson down the lane, left hand, no good. He got fouled. Klay Thompson will head to the free throw line. And if Klay makes this, this will be number 1,000 of his career if he makes it. I'm sure he doesn't care about that. He'd much rather have the Warriors in the lead. He does make it. So there's 1,000 made threes for Klay Thompson in an NBA career. I think he'll relish that only if the Warriors go on to win. Third quarter in Phoenix, all Timberwolves 64-43. Klay makes both. It's 80-66 here. If Minnesota wins, Denver needs to win to stay two back of the Wolves. Plumlee fumbles a pass out of bounds from Harris. Turnover. And Harris points to Plumlee saying, hey, that's my bad. I threw that too hard. Klay Thompson stripped. Loose ball to Draymond. Downstairs to Iguodala. One dribble. Handoff West. Pump fake. Layup on the rim. No good. Tipped out. Iguodala didn't want to shoot it by Plumlee. Barton with the ball. Right side to Lyles. Gets it to Plumlee. Picks up the dribble at the three-point line. Now handoff Murray, who cradles the ball. Left hand. Air ball. Deflected. Iguodala got away from... I thought he was out of bounds. Here comes Draymond on the break. Hand off to Andre. Pump fake. Won't shoot it. Got it out to Klay. It's a three. Got it. Klay Thompson hits a three. And Michael Malone's going to call a timeout. Well, the Warriors finally getting some ball movement off their transition break. Klay Thompson's now made it 3-86 straight. Three shy of Dana Barros. But more importantly, it's 80-69. The Denver lead down to 11 with 7:54 to go. The defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Golden State was down by 16. They've cut it to 11. They've had 19 wins since being trailing by 15 or more since 2014-15. That's number one in the NBA. Draymond kicks a Trey Lyles pass out of bounds. Warriors have six wins when they've been down 20 or more, including earlier this year against Philly, down 10 or more. They've won 47 times. Second best in the NBA in that time period. Crowd trying to bring up the energy in the building. Chandler one hands the inbound to Barton. Barton waits. Brush screen by Jokic. Jokic now switched down by Draymond. Draymond goes down. Everybody stopped, and now the play goes down. Lyles will score. Steve Kerr, as Draymond's face down on the floor, calls a timeout. And Steve Kerr is looking at JT Orr, Ronnie Garrison, Tony Brothers trying to get some satisfaction. Jokic elbowed Draymond right in the face. I don't think he meant to. Well, Draymond hit him in the face, and then Jokic hit him back right across the mouth, and Jokic stopped. He thought it was going to be a foul. Draymond went up to challenge, and his face is kind of across the forehead. And then Draymond goes down with an elbow to the head and a timeout. My astonishment over that lack of a call has allowed us to miss the break, so we will keep it here. I mean, that was not even close to being borderline. It was elbow, chin, and Draymond on the deck. And the Warriors continue this homestand, 7 games, 11 days. They host the Utah Jazz on Wednesday, December 27th. First time the Warriors will face the Jazz since the 2017 Western Conference semifinals. Crowd seeing the replay. You can hear their reaction. Don't miss this playoff rematch. Verified official tickets. Warriors.com, or you can call 1-888-GSW-HOOP. Press 1. Representatives are awaiting to hear you. Draymond Green and Ronnie Garrett's in chat, and the ball thrown into McCaw. 82-69, Denver. Lyles with the bucket. Warriors called the timeout. Draymond drives by Jokic, goes up, stripped by Jokic. Good hands. It goes out of bounds to Golden State. 14 on the shot clock. Caspi will be the person to throw it in. Far side of the basket to our right. Two-hand tup, up top, McCaw doesn't shoot. Dribble drive, goes into traffic and score with a right hand. Banked it in, low line. Beautiful move by McCaw. And the ball thrown back. It hits off the glass and ricochets all the way down the floor. Klay Thompson has to get it to throw it in. Michael Malone takes time to lobby Tony Brothers for a moment, as all coaches do. Played 5 minutes of the fourth. Again, it's an 11-point game. At some point, the Warriors will need a series of stops. Lyles up top, holds it, feeds Harris. Harris drifting right toward the sideline, feeds for Jokic, and loose ball. Jokic dribbled it, lost it, goes down. Draymond tied him up, jump ball. Great hustle by Draymond. We've had a number of offers in Warriors history in terms of three-point nights. Warriors shot 3 of 29 in a loss back in 2008 at New Orleans. I think I remember that game. I think Dan Dickow had a big night that night for New Orleans, not for the Warriors. Draymond Green will jump it, tipped it back to McCaw. So Golden State gets their first stop. Kevin Durant takes it across the timeline. Coming middle on a switch. Guarded by Jokic, takes the three. It's up and then rounded out. Draymond hustles to the rebound, but grabbing it was Wilson Chandler. Not a bad look for KD. That ball did everything but go down. On the white side, Chandler with it, holds it, waiting now. Popping out to the wing is Harris. Crowd chanting defense. You can hear that in the background. They don't need a prompt. Harris goes in. Pass blocked by Klay Thompson, and he's fouled in the backcourt. Great job by Klay, who I think is an underrated defender. He doesn't get nearly enough praise as a defender. He is something else. You tell him to lock onto a guy, he's going to lock onto him. McCaw with the ball. Steve Kerr watching, hands on hips. Screen by Caspi, no effect. Right side Durant, curls middle, throws to McCaw. He's open for three. Doesn't get it off the front rim. Golden State now 3 of 27 from distance. Denver in no hurry. They're squeezing the clock here with an 11-point lead. Barton to the near wing. Backs up, screen by Jokic. Jokic with the catch. One dribble, two dribbles on Draymond. Goes hard, backs it in, takes him to the paint, shoveled inside. Lyles in trouble. Two on the clock. Shoots a fadeaway, contested. Two, and he made it. Trail Lyles with a tough shot that time. KD in very good defensive posture, and that gets the Denver bench up for a moment. That was a very tough shot. 84-71, Denver. Durant in the front court, draws a crowd, picks up the dribble, locates Caspi. In deep, goes up and gets a foul, and he and Lyles collide. Lyles might have taken the worst of that collision. And Caspi gets himself to the free throw line to shoot two. Steve Kerr talks about why Omri Caspi's cuts are so effective.
He always cuts with a purpose in terms of the speed, you know. Some guys just cut because they know they're supposed to, and they jog into their cut and nothing happens. So he always cuts with a purpose, hard cut. And it's usually right to the rim where you're putting the most pressure on the defense. But what stands out on tape is the sense of timing on the cuts.
Caspi made the first free throw, missed the second, so it's 84-72. Warriors down 12, and now the clock shows 5 minutes to go. Barton on the bounce for Lyles. Lyles puts his backside into McCaw. Two dribbles out to Barton. They look for Lyles again. Barton will drive on KD. The backdoor cut goes to Chandler. Caspi was caught looking at the ball, and Chandler goes in and dunks it, and the lead is 14. just get the feeling it might not be the Warriors' night tonight. Draymond Green's pass deflected. He held Barton, got away with that. McCaw to Durant. Durant wrapped up around the waist by Chandler. And KD will get two. It wasn't a flagrant, but boy, it was intentional. Listen, Chandler, a grizzled veteran. Kevin Durant to the free throw line. Don't forget the Warriors play on Monday on Christmas Day. 11:30 of the pregame show, high noon with the tip-off, so make sure you get here early. Young in and Caspi out. And so Kevin Durant at the stripe, first free throw is true. The second one's a back iron miss, and the Warriors making one of two last two times down the floor. So they're not getting closer. It was 11, now 13. Barton has the handle. Barton, they start the sequence again with Lyles, guarded by McCaw. They like the matchup. One dribble into a double team to Jokic. Jokic, one dribble, far side to Chandler. Three to shoot. He's got to go. Step back, shoots over Young. It's up and no good. Jokic got the rebound. Put back, good, low left. Draymond Green was sealing off Jokic, and nobody helped him out. Everybody else was off to the races, and Jokic just reached out and grabbed it. Pick and roll, Draymond. Lob inside McCaw. Bad pass deflected away. And the Warriors are losing faith here with 3:54 to go, down 88-73. Harris to the top of the circle, shoveled out to Barton. Left corner, Lyles. They look for Jokic, guarded by Young. They double him on the catch, dribbles out of that. Throws it middle, gets it to Harris on top of the logo. Shot clock at 4. Harris, pull up, foul line, pop, and that's good, and that could be it right there. Timeout, Warriors. 3:32 to go, and the lead goes to 17. 90-73, and some start to grab their coats and head out into the Bay Area night. Largest lead of the night for the Nuggets. We'll take the timeout of the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Time out for our Twitter question brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Go to mountainmikespizza.com. Where and how are you listening on this pre-holiday eve? And also, what present are you looking forward to? What present would you like to get on the Christmas Day? Warriors with the ball. Steve Curry's emptied the bench with a 17-point Denver lead right now, 90-73. The Warriors suffering through a low-energy 3 of 27 shooting night. Quinn Cook with the ball. He's out there now with Caspi and McGee, Looney, and Young. McGee finds Cook. Cook back to McGee. McGee at the box. Turns on Jokic, ball knocked away. Harris to steal. Denver's got it. And this would be a huge win for the Nuggets in this regard. You know, the rest of the teams in that pack in the Western Conference standings, they were looking at this game saying, oh, that's an L for Denver as Jokic goes down the lane and scores off a pass from Trey Lyles. Jokic with 18, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 9 of 16 shooting. Cook on the bounce to Looney. Looney outside the arc, left, or outside the key, left side. One dribble to McGee. McGee, right elbow jumper, got it. 92-75 Denver. McGee's first bucket. Utah coming in there, two games back of Portland for the eighth spot. Here's Barton off a screen. Gets a pick from Jokic, terminates to Lyles. Lyles for three, left side. No good, and Caspi back for the rebound. So Denver will go to 18-15. Cook pulls up in transition, knocks down a jumper. Nice shot by Quinn Cook. Denver will go ahead by a game over New Orleans, who is 17-16. And then Oklahoma City Thunder and Denver will be tied. OKC winning today. Barton on top of the logo. Right side of the hash mark. Gets it to Jokic. Dribble hand off to Harris. Harris down the lane to the cup. No good. Whistle and a foul. This will allow Michael Malone to empty his bench. And so Denver, who is right now, they played 14 home and 19 road. So that will start to even up for them. Though they still have a monster trip coming up later in the season. They still have a 7-game roadie coming up later in the year. Jokic will sit down. Barton will sit down. Malik Beasley checks back in for Denver. And the second free throw by Harris is good. 94-77. Very quiet here at Oracle, which is not usually the case. Torrey Craig has come back in. Caspi to the right side. Figures a handoff to Young, who throws the ball out of bounds, and it hit the Nuggets bench right where the coaching staff sits. That's a turnover. Wes Unseld Jr. over there, former Warriors assistant coach. Ryan Bowen and the great Bob Weiss. Played in the NBA as a guard, and for veteran Warrior fans, they'll remember Bob Weiss. He came off the bench for Chicago in the 1975 Western Conference Finals against Golden State. Of course, Rick Barry and crew would win that in seven. What a, one of the great playoff series in Western Conference history. Lyles dribbles by McGee, gets a layup as a result. 96-77. And the Warriors getting beat soundly here tonight at Oracle. And the 11-game win streak will come to a halt, and the Warriors will try to get back on the winning ways against Cleveland on Monday. Jumper by McGee, good tap of the circle. I think with all the injuries and the sickness the Warriors have had, just playing this back-to-back with the win streak, and Denver had to play a back-to-back as well, but I just think they might have caught up with the Warriors a little bit. Bad pass now goes to the backcourt. Thrown by Beasley, intended for Lyles, and goes out of play. Warriors having a tough game last night with L.A. after jumping out to a 23-point lead. Nick Young gets the ball to Cook. On the bounce to McGee. McGee turns, looks for someone to pass to, finds Cook on the right sideline. Cook waits for Looney, feeds him. Shot clock at 10, game clock at 24. Looney goes baseline, and he is bumped and fouled by Torrey Craig. And that will send Kevon Looney to the free throw line. Coming up on the postgame show, Steve Kerr, his postgame press conference brought to you by Kia. Jim Barnett comes by to talk about this one and preview Monday's clash with Cleveland. As Looney hits a free throw, plus we'll run down the scores from tonight. Many have headed to the exits here. And the next time they'll see the Dubs play will be high noon on Christmas Day. Looney hits both free throws. Denver will walk it up with the shot clock turned off, and they will end this game. Golden State did not have the energy in this game early, and it showed, and then started reflecting in missed shots. The Warriors will end the night with one of their worst shooting performances ever from the three-point line, as they go 3 of 27 from beyond the arc and lose to Denver 96-81. An impressive back-to-back wins for Michael Malone's ball club as they win in Portland and then win tonight here in Oakland.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.